Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Rusty, and here's what he has to say. Hey Sandman, I'm 37, recently divorced and in terrific physical shape. I originally wanted to ask you about whether I should consider interacting with women romantically again. Would it be good for my personal growth? I can probably still date attractive women because I'm in my prime. Would I be missing out if I didn't? That's a rhetorical question because I no longer need to ask this, and I figured out the answer myself. Since my divorce, I've been enjoying financial freedom that I haven't had since before the marriage. For the last 13 years, I've been unable to save money because every month our combined household income would be entirely spent, if not slightly in the red. My then-wife spent money on budgeting software that was completely useless. She was terrible at budgeting. I suspect that most of our money was going into unnecessary Amazon and Target purchases, and the fancy dates that she routinely expected and demanded. Whenever I confronted her about her reckless spending, she would always say this or that expensive thing was for the kids, making our home nicer, or for her feminine needs. I was never able to get to the bottom of where the money was going. But now that she's moved out and the divorce is done, I found that only one of my 2 monthly paychecks as an engineer is enough to cover my monthly expenses. The second I can then use on my own enjoyment, or just saving and investing. This is after taking a tax hit after losing the marital tax deductions and a small amount of child support. Once I fully pay off my 5-figure attorney bill for the divorce, I will be saving a lot. So far, it's been fun spending my positive cash flow on things that I choose. I've been gradually installing a sci-fi themed remodeling of my home, and I don't have a wife telling me what ideas I can't do. I can go anywhere I want and whenever I want without judgment. I also feel a sense of peace. Why would I want a new woman in my life to change that or bring unnecessary drama? I know some people would tell me that I shouldn't view all women through this lens, but the younger me also felt a messaging from society that your girlfriend or wife is always right, and they should always plan things together or else not have a healthy relationship. I've always viewed my significant other as an equal in all my past relationships, and every time the woman I'm with gradually becomes more controlling, imposing her will on me. With my ex-wife, I feel traumatized by how much she changed by the end of the marriage and the bitter, untrue things she said to me in court. I often wonder if she changed or it was just her hiding her true motivations for the early years of being together. I can probably have more casual relationships going forward, but that feels like a waste of time to me. It also brings in other risks like STIs, pregnancy, and even false accusations. Something I am all too familiar with from divorce court. Sex alone isn't worth all the trouble to me anymore. I'm having so much fun enjoying this new life of mine that I just lack the interest in women for now and I don't care. Oh well. Consider this donation a tip and cheers, Sandman. Well, Rusty, thanks for the donation and topic, and congratulations on your newfound freedom. I'll discuss my thoughts on your life with no wife in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to turning 35 and your big head takes over the thinking for your little head clown world show. First, answer your rhetorical question about your missing out on not being in a relationship. I don't think so. You had an attractive woman in a long-term relationship for 13 years that sucked you dry financially and spiritually long after she probably stopped sucking you sexually. It's only the guys that are virgins and haven't had enough experience with women that need to go back for more fish-flavored tacos. But now you know the truth that while men's desire for sex goes down with time, if you use yourself as an example, women's insatiable appetite for more stuff doesn't. That includes attention from you. I'm glad you're pursuing your own interests and no longer being a manservant. I can't wait to see you share a picture of your sci-fi remodel of your house that I share with everyone. Just remember that might actually reduce the resale value of your home. Because when it comes time to sell it, women won't want to buy it. Because it's not plain and boring enough for them. They need a stare-looking environment with cliché tchotchkes thrown up on the walls and the floor to feel whole. Would they really buy a house with a living room that looks like the bridge of the Enterprise with a sofa standing in the middle of it? Forget about it. But hobbies, including home decorating, is rather important. The money I spend on my hobbies, in a way, is an investment. It usually pays me dividends. I've rarely seen women pull that off. I travel and make videos and make all the money back and then some. I'm going to make LEGO videos hopefully at some point very soon, at least break even on my purchases. I know that if I sold what I bought already, I could pretty much get all or most of my money back. So it's no big whoop. Can your ex-wife get her money back on all the dated home decor she wasted your moolah on? Forget about it. She might be able to get pennies on the dollar putting it all up for sale at a garage sale. Men, on the other hand, we buy vintage cars and collectibles that only rise in price if we're smart, because we see the value in rare things of art and beauty. Women buy what they think is art at Bed Bath & Beyond, and don't understand beauty or scarcity. The tragedy of your life, Rusty, and mine is that we found women that we thought were equals, but gradually they became more imposing and demanding. What happened to you happened to me in my very first adult relationship of 5 years. I thought if I found another woman, it wouldn't happen again. But it repeated, so I decided that I'm finally done. Also, your ex-wife didn't actually change. You just saw the real her after the oxytocin and dopamine rush of being in love with her finally wore off. She was always that person, but you were just wearing your love goggles. And no one told you because it was in their best interest if you continued coddling her cooch on a couch. When she left you, she said untrue things in court to paint you as the bad guy, so she could take your money and wreck any joint relationships you might have had and take your friends away from you, so you would have no social support network to make you suffer. They tell me that women are the more empathetic half of the species, but what do you call that? From my experience, at the end of a relationship, they all do that. Also, yes, casual relationships are just a waste of time. They're not as fulfilling as having a long-term relationship where you love a woman deeply. But how are you supposed to do that now that you know she loves you only for what you can do for her, and not for who you are? It's like learning that love or Mrs. Claus with tits isn't real, and she's not bringing you an orgasmic present for Christmas. It's tragic to learn the truth. Nonetheless, you've actually been reborn in a way with newfound freedoms. Don't waste your freedoms. You have 40 years to work hard and smart and potentially change the world. You've been given the gift of a brand new life with no wife. This is something that most men were never given because they're either in relationships or they're trying to get into yet another one. Most hobbies and personal interests are important, but I'd say you probably have a couple of good productive decades left in your life to swing for the fences. I was reading somewhere recently that people that swing big with ideas and businesses, they miss 9 out of 10 times, as a crude example. But when you hit a home run one of those 10 times, then you make up for all the misses. Obviously, it's not an exact science, and I know you've swung big before on your YouTube channel, Rusty. But the more times you swing and miss, the better you are at seeing the picture of life throwing the next ball, and you're better at hitting it the following time. You got a kid to raise, so that's definitely a priority too. But you also have so much free time that you might as well put that to good use like never before. I've only seen about 20 women online or in my personal life that didn't actually get caught up in consumerism. Even a hippie chick that I dated for 5 years became materialistic and excited about consumer goods after a while. When I met her, she wasn't materialistic at all, and extremely plain. You also mentioned to me behind the scenes that there were red flags about your ex-wife, that there was a good chance she was going to hoover up your financial future and probably run back to daddy once she sucked you dry, after she no longer sucked you dry down there. We all have to be materialistic to some extent to live in a physical existence. But women generally tend to be more that way because they need the nest because of children. Building that nest takes a lot of resources, and again, that's something men are taught from a young age. Even when we're right, red pill knowledge is kind of crazy. Rusty, get ready to lose even more friends and become a great big social pariah if you don't date again or get remarried. You become an enemy to womankind and simpkind everywhere. I'm glad you've realized how quickly money multiplies when you don't have to spend it on a wife, and when you have more time to earn it. You have twice the time to work and you spend at least half as much money. So in theory, your money should be stacking up 4 times as fast as before. That most likely means an early retirement and an escape from the cubicle gulags. The elites, of course, won't like that because if you save assets that go up in price over the years, then you help drive their prices up and the elites want to buy them cheap. Plus, you don't have money over to a woman to spend and get into debt and drive GDP. Not to mention that if you retire early, you reduce the unemployment rate, and that puts pressure on wages because corporations now have to pay more to their new employees. As a man, you're free financially, but governments, corporations, and women suffer because you refuse to. Why do you think that MGTOW or bachelors or men that have uncoupled are such a huge threat to the existing system? It's the passive-aggressive way to take back our power, and all we have to do is ignore the pussy. Gross domestic product is how the economic activity is measured in the country. Money velocity and money exchanging hands. The slower the velocity of money in the economy, the lower the economic activity and lower the tax receipts for the government. Therefore, the government can borrow less money. MGTOW leads to a quicker collapse in the West, and that's why men are shamed into marriage and to support single mothers. We are the sacrificial lambs led to the economic slaughter. Now you've said no more whore, Rusty, and you're stacking your gold doubloons instead of spending them. So the government will have to print even more money to unlock that value and steal it from you in the form of inflation. Then you'll have to buy property and other assets that go up in value to protect yourself. Things are going to get a lot more heated, more so than ever, as more men become independent and go their own way from the job markets. Part of the great resignation is actually MGTOW. Men going their own way from corporate veal fattening pens, that is. Keep stacking your assets, Rusty, and prepare yourself for more money printing as more men go their own way. If you don't spend your money inflating some woman's waistline in greed, then the government will try and inflate it away from you instead. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Rusty for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that Rusty will probably be shamed and called a virgin because he won't go back to dating, even though he was married and had a family before. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps your little head from convincing you to marry a spoiled daddy's girl and then work your life away to provide the lifestyle that he once gave her away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.